You mentioned the issue of using blood in patients with CLL. Any situations or any evidence that suggests that's in any way different than bone marrow?
Yeah, I think there are some interesting research aspects which clearly show that CLL cells in the blood are different than those in the lymph node and the bone marrow. They are supported in the bone marrow and in the lymph node by stroma, and those stromal CLL interactions, the microenvironment has clear effects on gene expression, viability. So they are different in terms of, say, if I were to look at CD38 or some gene expression. I think if you look at FISH for 17p, that's probably pretty consistent. Those clones are circulating or not. So I don't get so worried about that. But if I'm using other markers, I think you have to be careful. But so it depends on what you're using the decision for. If you're looking for minimal residual disease by some sensitive assay, I think you can start with the blood, but if that becomes negative, then you really have to look at the bone marrow to really tell if you're down to the level that you desire.
Right. And, talking about the ease of using blood in patients with CLL, I just sort of flashed on the way, for example, in lung cancer, now we're using plasma to look for mutations. What about in lymphoma patients, FL, et cetera? Anything that can circulating tumor cells?
Yeah, so I mean, in a way, in CLL, that we've been doing that for our entire lives, right? We
Right.
count CLL cells.
Right.
And we didn't think of it as, MRD assay, but it really was. And then we got to the point where we didn't see them, and now we have sensitive flow assays. So we've been doing that for years. In mantle cell, most patients have detectable cells by flow. We don't really think about it, but they're there, and we can monitor those. In the cooperative group trials, we are looking at flow cytometry and molecular studies for MRD as endpoints in mantle cell lymphoma because it hasn't really been looked at systematically before. So we're heading in that direction. In DLBCL, we don't see circulating cells so much, but there's some very interesting data looking at circulating tumor DNA there, and it clearly seems to be a marker. And we have pretty good assays for immunoglobulin clonal rearrangement, so it's even easier than looking for, say, a KRAS mutation. So next-gen sequencing looking for immunoglobulin clonal abnormalities has already been applied to DLBCL and looking at, is this really a stringent complete remission, and can we predict early evidence of relapse before it becomes clinically evident?